This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
1-0, swing and a high drive. I think we're going to make it 7. Doyle is back at the track, at the wall. He leaps, it's gone. And Kyle Schwarber homers into the hedges in dead center field. His 17th home run of the season. It's 5-1 Phillies.
Well, terrific job by Schwarber last night. Bryce Harper, and obviously the star of the game, Luzardo. 10 starts into this season. They haven't lost one game he's pitched yet, and he has gone 9 of those 10 games, giving up 2 runs or less. That's really amazing. Now, he doesn't often go the deepest because he strikes out so many guys. His pitch count gets high. Another 10 strikeouts last night. Guy is a strikeout machine. But he really has put himself in the running for a Cy Young, you know, discussion. Obviously, only about 2 months into the season, but he's doing great. James, you called it with this guy.
Yeah.
And everyone acted like Dombrowski did nothing in the offseason. He might have acquired a top 5 National League pitcher.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He was an ace potential guy. Yeah. He was the best prospect in the sport. He had flashed it before. Like, it was such a smart move, yeah, especially giving up a guy who's a shortstop. Like, and we all know Trey might not last at shortstop forever, but that's blocked for now. Like, it made so much sense to go for this guy, and what a home run it's been.
About 2 weeks ago was the first time it dawned on me they may, and guys, don't get me wrong, this may not happen, but they may have grabbed the next Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
Meaning a guy who was, I don't say languishing, but struggling to a certain extent with a different team that was a lesser team.
But had super good pedigree, all that stuff.
Talent, and injuries. And stuff wasn't working around him. And then you get to a point where you say, let's try. I mean, by the way, when the Phillies got Curt Schilling years ago, you know, like kind of out of nowhere, he became outstanding. But he had shown flashes in the minor leagues. I think it was with Baltimore and Boston.
Correct.
But then he had a lot of injuries. Yep. And it's like, and that's how you got Curt Schilling, I don't know, 26, 27 years old, and like away they went. So,
well, and that's what's yet to be seen with Luzardo. I believe he just passed the amount of pitches total that he threw last season, like as a whole. So it's if he can stay healthy throughout the rest of the season and postseason.
They clearly don't pitch
him too
deep.
With the Wheeler thing, that was the point. It was injuries. Yeah. Like Wheeler just couldn't stay healthy. He would have this half a season that was great, and then he'd be hurt for the other half.
Game two starter as of right now is who, James?
Oh, I think it's Luzardo. Don't you? I mean, it's him or Sanchez. Like, maybe if it's at home, you do Sanchez if the splits still play out that way. But, I mean, I think
it's Luzardo.
I mean, I think Luzardo has been the most dominant pitcher this season.
He's been fantastic. All right, so congrats to the Phillies and Luzardo and the acquisition of Luzardo, because that was awesome. Let's round out our Twitter poll question of the day from the first hour. So we're trying to figure out to award Phillies tickets to one listener from yesterday who called the show. Best duo. We had a lot of answers yesterday. We narrowed them down to 9. 3 different polls here. And then ultimately a final poll in the fourth hour to determine based on the winner's set. So from the first hour, Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more. In a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First hour poll, which of these is the best TV duo? John, do you think they went with Bert and Ernie, Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, or Crockett and Tibbs? Or should Crockett and Tubbs?
I'm going to say Bert and Ernie wins this thing. The others are, you know, from farther back.
Blowout, John. Blowout. 70% Bert and Ernie.
Yes.
Kirk and Spock, 18. Crockett and Tubbs, 12. Bert and Ernie, the proper choice. Proper choice.
Domination.
We now open up the second poll question of the day. Same question, but different choices. Best TV duo, is it Madden and Summerall, Laverne and Shirley, Michael Knight and Kit from Knight Rider?
Oh, I think I have a strong feeling about this.
Okay, I agree.
Man, Knight Rider was my favorite show, though.
It was a great show.
A while there.
Great show. All right, so we'll get to that result next hour, and one of them will advance to the finals in the 9 o'clock hour. One more thing before we get back to the calls. We got to pour one out for George Went. Norm died yesterday. So, God bless him. I mean, you know, ironically, we were talking about Norm yesterday on our show. We literally were talking about Norm in the 6 o'clock hour as a great TV character and his duo with Cliff, which is one of the classic duos of all time. And to find out that he died yesterday was sad. I think...
On the anniversary, again, because that was why it was. The anniversary when Cheers ended.
That's right.
Just wild.
Yeah. Holy cow.
And let me give you a fact about that anniversary.
He just did your...
Birthday greeting.
That's...
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so weird.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, almost.
Again,
like,
the fact... We've talked about... We've talked about him two separate times on the show in the last 3 weeks, and we hadn't forever. Yeah.
And just for those that are on the younger side, two things I'll say about Norm and Cheers. Number one, I do think in the moment when Cheers was on the air, I do believe Norm was one of the most beloved characters ever in TV.
Look, absolutely. There's a reason they ended the show with him and Sam.
Correct.
There's a reason.
That's right. I mean, he was like, nobody was anti-Norm. Zero people were anti-Norm. He was a great character. The other thing, what a great show Cheers was and how much it was watched and how much it and he was beloved. Fact. You ready for this fact?
I know you're going to say it's insane.
Okay, John, it is the last... Non-live, meaning not a Super Bowl game played live, a presidential debate live. So a TV show obviously is taped a week or a couple months before, you know, weeks before, months before, and then airs. It is the last non-live thing to air on TV that got 80 million viewers.
80 million people at once. Think
80
about that.
Million, which at the time was about a third of the country.
And again, it's at once.
Think about that.
Like all watching at the same time. It's so crazy.
Yeah. So it was a big deal. Norm, I got to hear him. Norm was a big deal.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Oh. Norm!
Norman?
Here's the pitch. How you doing,
Norm? Cut the small talk and give me a beer.
Afternoon, everybody.
Oh! Hey,
Norman?
What's the story, Norm?
Thirsty guy walks into a bar. You finish it.
Well, you're just a great character. And, John, as you pointed out, he did give me a birthday greeting about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
Amy got to him through the
cameo.
And so Norm did a cameo for me. I want to play this audio.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Were you here when we did this that day?
No, I don't think so.
All right. So what you're about to hear is George Went, possibly his last cameo ever.
Wow.
Who knows? Maybe. Don't know. About 3 weeks ago. And Amy tracked him down through cameo. He did this. He's reading off his screen. So he's looking at facts that my girlfriend Amy from Villanova had provided. So he's looking at the screen. While seeing facts that she wrote about me and our show to then be able to comment. It's about 1 minute. This was a couple weeks ago.
Okay, who had more wins, Sam Malone or the Hammer? Who cares? Give me another beer. Joe, this is your old pal George Went here, and I'm wishing you a happy birthday. Oh, my gosh. Morning sports guy on Philly Sportsnet. Wow. Hello. You are royalty, dude. So you're the Cliff Clavin of sports, apparently. And Joe is... wait, his partner. Hang on. Okay. You're known as the Hammer. You get ripped by callers for taking baths and not knowing how many wings a chicken has. And, Joe also thinks he will run and win the presidency. Wow. Go for it, dude. Happy birthday, Joe. Cheers, young man.
And he's drinking a beer right there. That was a thrill.
That's awesome.
Norm talking to me on my birthday.
Really
cool.
That
is really cool.
All right, so God bless the great George Went, who, by the way, is the uncle of Jason Sudeikis, who, of course, was and will again, when it comes back, be Ted Lasso.
And also one of the great Saturday Night Live bits of all time. The Bears is like, I don't think we mentioned that enough when we talk about Norm. Like, one of the greats.
Absolutely. All right, phones we go. Dan in Philadelphia. What's going on, Danny?
I wonder how much it would have cost for him to, like, really do a list of all the things we know about you, Joe.
That's true.
That's such a good point.
That is true, sir.
Amy would have went broke.
That's right.
You made that point about the Exorcist language, right?
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like a cool fact, but who was listening to the tapes that knew that language being spoken to and it was backwards?
Well, so it's a good point. I mean, obviously there are linguists that are aware. There are people.
They take this. People who study Aramaic.
No, I know. You would have had to be one of those people to listening to those tapes and to realize that it was backwards.
No, you're right.
Especially the backwards part, you know?
Listen, it's a good point, but someone figured it out. I don't know how. Someone figured it out.
And you're sure the priest wasn't just messing with you?
I believe so.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, I do believe so.
I spoke to a priest who actually spoke Aramaic. I spoke to a priest who was so immersed in, you know, the church. Yeah. He had studied.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Aramaic and spoke it fluently himself.
And Aramaic is not spoken anymore?
Oh, no, it's Aramaic a dead language.
I thought so. I just want to ask.
Jesus spoke.
That's what I thought, yeah.
And he was one of the people who described some of the exorcisms to me.
The situation,
the reality that's, you know, of what he saw.
Yeah.
So blew my mind.
But Dan, you bring up a fair point. I mean, how would someone discern that it's backwards? I don't know, but it was
at the same time.
Yeah.
Also, Joe, Golden Girls, go with the Golden Girls to fall asleep. I don't agree with you on a lot of things, but I have to go to sleep with a TV, especially a show that I know.
Yep.
So you can listen to it and visualize it as you're sleeping, not to sit up and watch it. So that's why you watch TV before you go to sleep about shows that. But when it comes to the tush push, What advantage does the Eagles have over any other team when it comes to this play?
Probably four things, as I can tell. One, Hurts is bigger than most quarterbacks, perhaps all.
No. Well, I'm not saying that's an advantage to the quarterback. When it comes to this particular play that another team doesn't have, same amount of players.
Well, I'm giving the answer. Their Eagles quarterback is bigger. Eagles left side of the offensive line is monstrous. Mulata.
I think he's talking more from a fairness perspective. Team going
in. What's your question?
Take the players out of it. Why does any team have an advantage this over another?
Well, they've developed the technique better.
Okay, so how is that fair that play has to be removed? Because you can do it. Any team can do it. No team has an advantage. Competitive advantage other than skill.
Look, not right? Well, I'll say this, Dan, and you know there's probably some teacher in fourth grade that said this to you. Not everything in life is about fairness.
Exactly.
I mean, Steph Curry shoots three-pointers better than everyone else, but I think they should limit how many three-pointers he's allowed to shoot.
Your sport should be synchronized swimming since you like aesthetics like Reeves said.
Dan, you a big fan of that neutral zone trap the Devils had 30 years ago?
No.
And you know what the NHL did with it? You know what they did?
It's not a fair comparison.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That was the full game. That was the way all three periods played out. This is three plays, 0.5% of an NFL game. So it's not even comparable.
Well, it is comparable, but your point is true that the neutral zone trap was a bigger part of hockey than the tush pushes.
By exponentially bigger. Like, what are we talking about?
All right, Dan, what do you got?
And the tush push is fun. Like, it's men going up against men in the game, and who's stronger, who's bigger, who wants it more? I think it's way more fun than watching the trap.
Well, I'll give you that, Dan. Give me an answer. Give me an answer for a scary movie scene.
Listen, 50 years ago, right? We're coming up to Memorial Day right now. I can't get in water. I don't care if it's a tub or the ocean or a pool. All your senses are here. Mm. Everybody's scared of it once you hear that jaw scene.
I need a scene.
The music in the beginning when the girl gets yanked.
First scene. You got it. First scene of Jaws. You got it. All right. 215-592-9494. Up ahead in 1 minute. What Jalen Hurts said yesterday. Sirianni, of course, new contract. A lot of Eagles with press conferences yesterday, including Jalen Hurts. Sirianni being commented on by Jalen Hurts yesterday. We'll get to that in 1 minute.
You're ready to propose, and yes, it can be a bit intimidating, shopping for the diamond, and that's why men all around the area will tell you, no matter what, you have to visit Benari Jewelers. They have a way of transforming intimidating into informative and confusion into crystal clarity. And here's how. The Benari team starts by putting you at ease, showing you every single thing you need to know about making that important purchase. How to evaluate the cut, color, and clarity. No hard sales, just education, putting you in the driver's seat. You'll feel like an expert browsing through the largest selection of diamonds, and not just any diamonds. These are hand-selected, with only a few making the grade to become a Benari diamond. The others land at big box jewelers with high pressure sales to move them along. With Benari diamonds, the value shines through, and you'll walk away with a superior diamond that she'll love for years to come. Benari Jewelers, when ordinary won't do. Everything at Benari is extraordinary. Exton in Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
All right, I'm getting good morning to you on Wednesday morning, 7:34 a.m.
This is what happens when you take Monday off.
It is. I'm getting increasingly concerned for John because we are a mere 6 minutes away from the showdown. Eskin, Spike versus Richie, John.
I'm a little nervous, too.
In a debate centered around this question.
You guys get nervous, huh?
Is Jalen Hurts
for
elite?
You?
Well,
for
I
you.
Care about you.
I love you.
You
buddy.
Know, that doesn't help me.
Yeah,
in
I don't
any way.
So.
Okay,
that's
I'm not
a good point.
Okay,
you saying that you're nervous for me does not help.
All right, I'm not nervous
not
for you.
Contribute does not.
Let me
like,
tell you something, John. I am so nervous for Spike Eskin and what's about the hell is about to be unleashed.
He
on him
has
six
no
minutes.
Idea what's coming at him.
You know,
I'm feeling.
I don't know.
Feeling the
all right, so we'll get to Spike versus John on the debate topic. It's debate week here at WIP. Just having some fun. Question is Jalen Hurts elite? I would think most audience, you know, people listening to us right now probably think he is.
He is, yes.
So that would make it, you would think, easier for John to argue, but Spike is a great debater. And
master.
I wasn't going to say it.
Some would.
Thank you, Rhea.
So anyway, we'll have some fun with that coming up in five minutes. Also, let's listen to, I want to play some audio. We played this once yesterday, fairly late in the show, but I want to play audio of Mike Florio for a moment. This was notable. You know, the tush push, obviously, this is the day. Like, we're going to find out by the time we go to bed. Tush push in, tush push out, what's the deal? And Mike Florio commented last week, this was interesting, and I think some would say probably a dirty way to get there. So Florio, what you're about to hear is talking about how the NFL works. And he's specifically talking about the push, pardon the pun, within certain areas of the NFL, from the league office, actually, to change playoff seating. But I want you to think about what you're about to hear in relation to how the NFL can try to get a team to advocate to eliminate the tush push. Just listen to Florio on the playoff seating and how they propped up a team. What's the word? Propped up the team?
Propped.
Mm-hmm. Propped up a team to try to advocate their point.
Something else to keep an eye on next week when the owners get together, because Rod Wood, the Lions president, let the cat out of the bag. They proposed the change to the seating on the playoff tree at the behest of the league. See, the league's got a new way to kind of work behind the scenes to give a team a nudge to make a proposal that maybe the competition committee, for political reasons, doesn't want to champion. So the league and the Lions partnered in the proposal the Lions made.
So feels a little dirty, right, John?
Nefarious.
Yeah, nefarious.
What nefarious. In the world? The partnering thing just feels wonky, doesn't it?
Feels like underhanded. Pick your word, nefarious, wonky, underhanded. You know,
duplicitous, like, whatever you want to say.
I think the tush push should go because I think it's bad for the NFL, but I don't like how they arrive at this.
It feels like collusion when you're 100%. Discussing, you know, uniting for a purpose of, you know, it feels like we are being punished for being great.
So I think the tush push is being punished, not the Eagles. People have said the Eagles are being targeted, and I may have said that at times, but the more I think about it, the more I think it's just the play is being targeted.
Okay. I don't disagree with that, but the Eagles are the only team that run the play well. So, like, whether it's the play or the Eagles are getting, you know, punished in a way.
I know. Right. James, do we have the Jalen Hurts audio ready? If not, I'll take a call.
We do.
All right. So I told you coming up in a minute, Jalen Hurts, and we didn't have the audio, so let's get to it. Sirianni, new contract, big contract. Here's Jalen yesterday.
I had one constant, and that's been Nick Sirianni all these years, and now it looks like he'll be here for a few more years. How has he helped you, and how has that relationship been over?
Well, first and foremost, congratulations to him. Everything that he's been able to achieve and accomplish, he's earned. And just to see his evolution and his growth from my perspective and playing quarterback for him, his whole entire tenure here, it's been a great experience. It's been a great ride. It's been a lot of learning for the both of us. And hopefully we're just getting started.
That very nice. Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. Much better answer than last year.
I love that. I don't think we'll be talking about that for the next 3 months.
No. Good stuff there. Huh. Let's listen to Sirianni, because he also talked yesterday extensively, and one of the things he talked about was the new contract. The only thing is he didn't really want to discuss specifics regarding the new contract. Interesting exchange yesterday, Nick Sirianni with the media.
I mean, everyone knew you were going to be here pretty much, but what does it mean to you to get the extension and have that out of the way?
Yeah, just obviously very thankful to Mr. Lori for believing in me to hire me 4 years ago, and then to continue that I'm able to continue being the head football coach of this team, and just can't thank him and the organization and Howie enough for everything. And man, there's so many. You know, what a great owner. What a great owner we have. And I can't be more thankful. My family's thankful. I'm thankful. And I love being the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. And, looking forward to continuing on.
How many years is multi-year?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the details of it, of any of that stuff. Sorry,
that's
I don't
want
to. Reason why?
No. I just won't get into the details of any of that. I know. But usually coaches' contracts are, you don't get those as much, right?
Does he not want to let the other team know? Is it a competitive advantage?
Yes. It does seem like that's big. Yeah.
Competitive advantage. All right, so Sirianni yesterday, congrats to him, obviously. We'll play more audio from the various players and from Sirianni yesterday. Talked about a lot. All right, Spike versus Richie coming up in about 2 minutes on a debate. Is Jalen Hurts elite? Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville right now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, and best of luck to you, John. You're going up against a very pugnacious Spike Eskin, so I want to see the bulldog in you, Mr. Richey.
I'll give it a shot.
Oh,
I don't
no.
know what that means exactly.
Devin, that's not good. I'll give it a shot.
How do I bring the bulldog out? I'm not feeling it from Richey. Like, did you prepare? Do you have notes?
Prepare for the debate?
It's a debate.
Yeah, but isn't that you just listen to what he says and respond?
Well, when I go to you for your opening statement,
right?
You
need an opening statement. You need backup points.
Yeah, you can
statistics.
Do it off the top of your head. Look, I didn't prepare for my debate, and that's in an hour as well. But
I know, but I'm just saying the last time WIP
like
did this debate thing, the morning show got cooked.
Trying to scare you?
Yeah. What?
Because
did
the morning
debate spike last time? Was it Richey Spike?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't
remember.
I don't either.
Know. I have no idea.
I just remember
idea.
You did win.
We're just trying to help you out,
have
my man.
Have I debated before?
Yeah, last year you had somebody.
I think you have.
So what's the difference between a debate and what we do on the show?
Well, it's not that different, but I'll say this. It'll be just you versus one other, not like a whole gaggle of humans. There's no callers. There's nowhere to run or hide. You're not going to get any help from anybody. It's just you versus that guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's two boxers in the ring. Like, I'll be the referee, but just two boxers in the ring.
All
so,
right.
You know, it's not a tag team.
Okay.
Good. I mean, you know.
Sounds good to me. I mean, it does feel familiar to what we do.
No,
do we have rules? Like, is anyone allowed to
speak? I don't know.
Well,
that's the thing.
Rules
like,
on the
I guess I'm asking, are there rules
yes,
that I
will
know
set
about?
Them. I will set the rules in a
like,
minute.
Like, are we, like, mics off? We aren't reacting?
No,
we're just
you're allowed to react.
Go.
I mean, it's also a radio show. We have a little levity. Okay. You know, we make fun of people or praise them. I mean, depending on what needs to be said. All right, Ed.
No, this is the most serious thing that's ever happened.
By the way, I would wish in a presidential debate and the West Wing nailed this when they had this, you should be allowed to ask questions to each other.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
See, when Lincoln and Douglas debated, questions to each other.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right? Ed, the Fight and Phils
should bring
are...
that back, you know.
That's what I plan to do. Ed, Fight and Phils are fighting right now. They're playing well.
Yeah, these West Coast games are like brutal because, you know, like I think I went to bed at the right time. You know, it was 7-1, and then,
game was over. In the first inning when Bryce Harper hit that double, the game was
like
over.
It was over around
8:50 last night.
But just like a couple of things, the outcome was great, but we left 12 runners on base. So when I see 17 hits, I'm like 7 runs out of 17 hits. So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of. You know, crying over spilled milk, I guess. But and then, you know, when a game like there's been so many games in the past to where like it gets closer, too close for comfort, then they would bring in Alvarado to kind of stop it or to get, you know, 2 strikeouts with runners on second and third. And, you know, just kind of thought of Alvarado like, hey, that could have been a good spot instead of Max Lazor, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
But, you know, just something to consider as we head into the playoffs. But, yeah, it was an overall great win.
All right, Ed, give me an answer. You can win the Phillies ticket. Scariest movie scene of all time is which one?
About the shower scene in Psycho.
Oh, that's another interesting answer.
No, that's a big answer,
for
yeah.
sure. We're getting a lot of good answers right here.
Did you find it scary?
Haven't seen it from a full movie standpoint. Yeah. I've seen the scene, obviously. Just...
But in the moment, I mean, especially because she was the star of the movie.
Right.
Billed as the star of the movie. No one knew it was coming 25 minutes in. She's, you know... Murder.
Hitchcock.
Crazy. Yeah, Hitchcock.
Hitchcock.
Were you worried about giving it away, James?
I thought about it for a half second, and I was like, this is dumb. This is dumb. Yeah. I'm just going to say it.
All right, 8:30 today is going to be a debate, me versus Elliot, on whether the tush push should stay or go. Right now, boys and girls, it is time for a debate. John Richey versus Spike Eskin. The topic is Jalen Hurts, an elite quarterback. We welcome Mr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And That is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spike asking of the show. Good morning, Spike.
I don't really like the setup to this, to be honest with you. You're making it seem like Richie is like a second grader or something. He graduated from Stanford. He is absolutely capable of doing this. So please don't make it out like I'm some bad guy.
Not
like
a bad job.
Spike is going to come in and he's going to be mean to John and say mean things. Like, come on.
Are you Spike, let me ask you this. Are you going to hold back in any way because you care about John?
Not at the start, but if he in the middle, I don't know. Like if the
what
you
is
know.
This?
So you might like, pull your punch if you're if you're clobbering him. You might
hold
pull your punches
back in any way. Again, this is not helpful. Like what they're doing today, Spike. I don't. They are not assisting me as a teammate.
Yeah, I agree with you. You're the smartest guy on that show. Like this shouldn't be.
That's a low bar.
Out
if. He's one of the smartest guys I know. I shouldn't have.
As if.
All right, guys, I will set the rules of the debate on the fly. Right. Here we go. Rule number one, each of you will get an opening statement. Opening statement will be 1 minute. After that, there will be some follow-up. I may ask a question or I may direct you guys to ask questions to each other. Debate is scheduled to last somewhere in the range of about 7 to 10 minutes. I will remind you the topic is Jalen Hurts an elite NFL quarterback? By way of a coin flip that happened behind the scenes earlier today, Mr. John Ritchie has been awarded the opening statement.
Let's do the coin flip.
Shocker.
Do the coin flip? Well, the problem is, Spike, he wasn't prepared, so I thought, wouldn't it be even funnier if we put him on first?
I didn't see a coin flip.
All right, here we go.
I think a coin flip's fair.
Well, the coin flip already happened. I told you that.
Well, you didn't coin flip.
That's it.
All right, so here we go.
I'm really starting because
I'm happy
Richie,
to go first.
Go with it.
Do I need to flip a coin?
No, yeah.
Show some gumption.
Yeah, no, actually, let's
for
flip
the
a coin.
Love
I do
of
think
God.
That's fair.
Who's got a freaking coin?
I never have a coin.
I don't want to flip my peanut butter thing. I don't want to get it dirty. All right, I have. Hold on. How am I going to do this?
I'll put a number. I'll put between 1 and 2 by my back. No one can see me in this studio.
Can't change it.
I can't change it.
All right, Richie gets to guess it.
Rhea can see what it is.
Okay.
Okay, it's either 1 or 2. Whoever gets it, if John gets it right, he can choose, I guess, right? Or is that how do we
You get your choice.
Yep.
Sweet.
All right.
Okay, whoever
one
gets
or two.
It. Okay, here we go. John, make the call.
1.
Incorrect. It's a 2.
Okay, Spike, you get to make the choice.
I want to go first.
That's a mistake. All right, Spike, I'm going to set the clock at 1 minute. Sir, the question is Jalen Hurts elite? Opening statement, go.
Of course he's not. And I'm not here to say he isn't good because he is good. He's better than I thought he was. And he played an awesome game in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, which I am thankful for. He will be here a long time, which I'm also thankful for. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about whether he is elite at the present moment. Winning a Super Bowl doesn't make you an elite QB. It didn't for Jim McMahon or Mark Rippon or Nick Foles or Jeff Hostetler or even Eli Manning or Phil Simms. Elite is a special designation for the best of the best. These guys are good all the time. They're always great. They're the reason their team wins, not just there for it. Jalen Hurts has been in the NFL for 5 years. He has had one elite season. It was 3 years ago. He wasn't elite in 23, where he led the league in turnovers, or last year, where he was leading the league in turnovers, and they had him to tell him to stop passing so they could win. He's not great all the time. He was so problematic last year, they changed the offense to make up for it. But maybe in the future he will be. He's not now.
All right.
And if Jalen Carter doesn't sack Matt Stafford in the snow at Lincoln Financial Field, we're not even having this conversation.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Opening statement from John Ritchie. John, the question is Jalen Hurts elite? You have 1 minute.
Jalen Hurts is elite. Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFL if you judge it by the most important game last year. But we know that that, as you said, that's not the evaluation of greatness for a quarterback. In my mind, what makes a quarterback great is how great he makes his teammates. We've seen Jalen Hurts dominate for his teammates, on his teammates' behalf. We saw Saquon Barkley just have the season of all seasons rushing the football because Jalen Hurts is so elite, because Jalen Hurts is his quarterback. He is the perfect quarterback for Philadelphia, not just because, yes, we changed the offense to suit his skill set, but because everyone else in the NFL wants their quarterback to look like ours. Because this is the future of football. Let's start there. He's the perfect quarterback for this game because he is the perfect quarterback for this game. That's self-evident. The Super Bowl. But he's also the perfect quarterback for this city. That matters even more.
All right, opening statements have concluded. Now we have some crossfire. Mr. Eskin, you can make a comment. You can ask a question. The floor is yours, sir.
That was the silliest reasoning I've ever heard. So first of all, him being perfect for Philadelphia has nothing to do with him being elite. Him coming through in the Super Bowl, again, has nothing to do with him being elite. He doesn't raise the performance of his teammates. He has the best offensive line in football. He had the best running back in football. He has one of the three best wide receiver duos in football. And with all of that, they were 7th in points scored. They were 29th in passing yards. With the best offensive line in football, he was 31st in sack rate last year. 31st. The only guy worse was Caleb Williams. He got better in the playoffs. But truthfully, he wasn't even great the entire playoffs. He was only great for half of them. Like, again, maybe he will take what happened in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl and do that all year and become elite. But to say that he is elite now is just ignoring the facts of his play.
Mr. Ritchie?
He was 3rd in rush yards. He was 4th in yards per attempt. He was 5th in passer rating in the NFL amongst all qualifying quarterbacks. And he led the position in broken tackles. He led the position in completion percentage above expectation. I don't know what else he has to do to prove his excellence as a quarterback, to prove his elite level of play. Well, how about winning a world championship? How about being an MVP in that game? How about Jalen is, he led our team to victory in a non-competitive Super Bowl. His play is what put Kenny Pickett on the field in the fourth quarter. How many times have we seen that?
Are we Jalen, being crazy?
Another reason to be
Are
impressed.
We being crazy saying he led the team to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
The defense in that game, if he doesn't hit one pass at the end of the game, which meant nothing, by the way, the dagger to Devontae Smith, Josh Sweat
is the MVP. Hold on.
Josh Sweat
is he
the
talking?
MVP of the football.
Yeah, Crossfire permits some of that.
Yes,
his defense was great, too, but... And there are cases where a quarterback was carried to a Super Bowl title. Trent Dilfer, I played against him in the Super Bowl. Jalen is the catalyst. He's the leader of this team. He's the leader that matters most, and he's a big part of the reason that our team is going to win it again.
All right, we go to halfway through this, the scorecards. I feel like Howard Letterman on a boxing match on HBO. Let's go to the scorecards where we're at. Devin Caney, who is currently leading this debate?
Sorry, Richie. Spike.
Okay, Seltzer, James, who's leading?
So I don't think it's such a clear Spike. I think Spike has a slight edge, but I think it's really close. I think this debate is up in the air right now.
You are such a liar. Hughes, who's got this so far?
There's virtually no chance I will rule in Spike's favor at all. John, Richie's leading.
Now, is that because you're biased?
100%.
All right, she's thrown off the scorecard, Ledger. Not allowed. This is not the state of Nevada. We have in Pennsylvania Real Boxing Commission, and we don't permit
Spike
that
is
nonsense.
Not selling me. He's not selling me that he's not elite.
That's a different argument. Okay. All right, for the third section of our debate, this is the section where you are allowed to ask questions to each other. Spike Eskin, you get the floor for the first question you get to ask Mr. Ritchie. Spike, what would you like to ask John?
John, you said he's a great leader. He's the leader of the team. I want to think back to the great leaders in sports and think about how many times the team had to spend the entire offseason publicly begging the guy to talk to his teammates so he could be a leader. I want to think about those. And you say he's an elite player. I want to think about all the elite quarterbacks in the history of the NFL, the Peyton Mannings, Aaron Rodgers, Dan Marino, Joe Montana, and think about when 4 games into the season they had to tell them to stop throwing the ball or we wouldn't win.
They told them that? Of course they did. Stop throwing the ball or we can't win? How about the fact that the NFL has changed, Spike? The NFL didn't change because our quarterback's skill set is suitable to this. This really is what works. And we are fortunate that we had the foresight to utilize this skill set in this way. Jalen is now being utilized to maximize his skills. And my question to you.
And thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, for asking a question, because I got to ding Spike. He did not ask a question in the ask a question segment. Mr. Ritchie, your question to Spike.
My question is, what else does he have to do to prove to you he's elite?
Play well all the time. I don't even know when we.
Does
look
every
at
quarterback play well all the time?
Most of the time. If we look at the quarterbacks that we designate as elite, that they're
guys
not
who
up
have
and
a 78% completion
Brian Dawkins,
percentage.
Brian Dawkins on your radio show, you were sitting there for it, said he needs to be up and down less. He should play like he played in the Super Bowl all the time. Brian Dawkins, the greatest Eagle in history.
You said he's 5 years
on
in, correct?
Your show.
5 years in.
Your show.
Haven't we seen him grow?
It was
and
notable.
Improve?
It was notable. The moderator will say this. It was notable how Doc presented that last week. You could tell what he really thinks. All right.
Couldn't the moderator offer commentary? What are
you're
we doing here? Editorializing? I don't think that's what the moderator is supposed to do. That's outrageous.
Okay. I think we take points away from Spike because of that.
Spike, I feel like this is crazy. We all love him, and he won the Super Bowl, and that's fine. But it doesn't mean we need to delude ourselves into what is real and what isn't real. If Jalen Hurts was on another team, there is no chance in hell we would say he is an elite quarterback. It's clear who's elite and who's not. It's a sniff test. He's not there. Maybe he will be in the future, but he's not now.
All right, listen, we're closing in now.
Let's narrow in on that sniff test and take a look at the last two Super Bowls that the Eagles have played in. Let's evaluate these quarterbacks who have a ring. Let's think about that. So Mahomes and Jalen, who else is out there with rings?
They don't need to have
Rodgers, Wilson, Flacco, guys who don't really matter any longer. So it is a weird thing to evaluate. But Hurts just whooped Mahomes in both Super Bowls they played. He outplayed Mahomes in both Super Bowls that they played. I don't know how else to evaluate play.
You know what I love? When he loses the game, he outplayed Mahomes. That's what's important.
And then when he wins
and plays bad, that's him just winning. So the clear thing
is, he was the MVP of the game.
Jalen Hurts cannot.
How did he play bad and get MVP?
This is my
point. Referring to earlier in the year.
My point is, you give him credit for winning, but you don't blame him for losing. He lost the first Super Bowl. So if winning is what's important,
he almost never loses. He's got the best winning percentage in the game for active
players. I loved his 2.5
sacks
in the Super Bowl. You know what I loved about the Super Bowl is when he was chasing Patrick Mahomes around the field. I loved it. It was great. It was one of my favorite parts.
Okay. Were you watching the same game as
I was? All right. We are now in the fourth and final section here, which is closing arguments. As a sports talk show host, I actually encourage the opposing view to be presented. While the other person's giving a closing argument, you're allowed to interrupt the person. You're allowed to interrupt the person during closing arguments. Spike asking you of 1 minute closing argument. Go ahead.
Jalen Hurts is better than
Can I just start yelling now? Can I really interrupt
Within
him?
Reason. We don't. We if also like want to, people to be able to hear what's happening, but quick little things can be said. Spike, go
ahead. Jalen Hurts is better than I thought he was. I didn't think they could win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. I was wrong. He will be the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles most likely for the next decade. I didn't think that would happen either. I was wrong. But he's not elite. Elite, again, is a special designation for the quarterbacks who are consistently great, who lift their team. You want to talk about a player who lifted the performance of his team? Look at Josh Allen's skill players, and then look at Jalen Hurts' skill players, and you tell me who lifted who. Again, Jalen is a good quarterback. He's a top 10 quarterback, but to put him in elite category is an insult to the word elite.
I'm not going
to
interrupt. I feel like I could just put my pen down. I can put the gavel down. I can put it all down.
Closing argument from
the
Trent
performance
Here we go.
Of his teammates. They just won the world title. He is the best quarterback because his team is the best. They are intrinsically tied. It matters. Let's look at the stats. The stats that put him in that discussion with the other quarterbacks, with the other elite quarterbacks. They're just numbers. Look at the bottom line. Look at the leadership. Look at the Super Bowl facts. The fact that he won the last Super Bowl, the most recent Super Bowl that was played, that evaluates which team is the best. He was
the quarterback.
Did Mark
Rippon win a Super Bowl and play great in it? Of course.
Yes. And that was because his team was outstanding. Jalen was the catalyst for his team, the leader of his team.
They
was
the MVP of that game.
His passing, his deep touch, his deep accuracy is part of why AJ is so great, part of why Devontae is great. This team is made better. Saquon was the all-time rusher. Saquon is an all-time leader himself because Jalen is excellence
All right.
personified.
Ladies and
the
gentlemen.
Super Bowl championship and the MVP.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can be the judge. Obviously, in the second Tuesday of November, get to the polls and you can vote for who you believe won this. By the way, one final question. Spike asking, because I want to touch on something. This is going to be our last thing.
Yeah.
Do you think the Eagles roster carried Jalen to the NFC championship game?
Of course. I mean, he was not objectively good or very good in the Packers game or the Rams game. Again, if
and regular and regular season, so you would say
yes,
they carried
yes,
him
course.
For the
this
four
is,
and a half months.
You know what?
That,
you,
yes,
don't, you don't here's, appreciate here's the incredible amalgamation of traits that is Jalen Hurts.
The
fact
truth.
That he continues to work right now, the fact that he's still driven to go back and figure out what he can do better this time around, that's why we're going to win it again.
They're
he's different
traits.
Than everyone else who's ever played this game. And team, this organization recognizes that.
Oh,
that's why they brought him in the second
that's
round
so
when we already had a quarterback.
So
this guy is so special. He defies logic and really definition. So what you're trying to do, it's not really fair. But what I know is that he is the best quarterback on the best team in the world, and he will continue to be that. I
and
expect to see that
Carter
again this
didn't
year.
Sack
and
Matt
I expect
Stafford,
him to be even
would
better
never be
this
having
year.
This conversation. There is no way any other quarterback we would define as elite, we would point to one play. If one play didn't happen, they would or wouldn't be elite. Again, no one thinks Eli Manning's elite, and he won two Super Bowls. He won two Super Bowls. He came up big in the biggest times. He wasn't elite. He was never elite. He wasn't even close to elite. Like, I guess it's so possible to win a Super Bowl and be great in it and not be an elite quarterback.
Sir.
It's happened.
We thank you. We thank you, Mr. Eskin. We thank you, Mr. Ritchie. And we also say this. While as Americans we are divided, clearly, that is obvious, I think we can all agree on this.
Carson stinks!
And thankfully, he is no longer the quarterback. The Philadelphia Eagles. Asking final thing, who's going to win, me versus Elliott in half an hour?
Are we voting on this? Or are we
in
not
a moment.
Okay.
In a moment. Spike, who's going to win, me versus Elliott?
So the debate is pro or anti?
It is should the tush-push go or not.
Joe is anti, Elliott is pro.
I am pro the tush-push being eliminated from the NFL.
I believe that Elliott is one of the most psychotic, effective debaters I've ever competed against. I would take Elliott.
Okay. All right, it is voting time. We turn to Rhea Hughes for the first vote. Richie versus Eskin. Who won? Is Jalen Hurts elite?
Jalen Hurts is elite, and nothing Spike said convinced me that he's not.
Devin Caney, who won, Spike or Richie?
So this isn't about my personal opinion, because I disagree with Spike's side, but Richie, I just feel like you could have backed up your point with some better, you know, information, stats, some more fire. I have to go with Spike.
I thought John did pretty good, but I'm not an official voter right now. It's 1-1. James Seltzer, you get to break the tie. Who won, Eskin or Richie?
See, I'm not going to get caught up in the debate tactics and the ability to debate. What I think Spike missed throughout this is what John kept saying is what happens above the shoulders. It matters so much more with quarterback than what happens specifically on the field or physical abilities or whatever. And John keeps pointing out this guy leads. This guy, the team follows this guy because of who he is and how he works and all this stuff. And that's added to already being a great quarterback. So I think Spike missed the point. I think John wins.
Did Big Dom and Brandon Graham drive to Jalen Hurts' house in the middle of the season to beg him to lead because he's such a great leader? Is that why they did it? Just to have it rub off on them?
Did they win the Super Bowl? And did Jalen lead them to that? No,
because
results matter.
That's not what we're talking
about,
James.
You're talking about... No, but hold on.
You made a claim that is false.
Yes, no, it's not. It's not.
He is not a leader.
This is crazy talk. You sound ridiculous. They won the Super Bowl. Hold on. They won the Super Bowl with him being the leader of the football team.
All
the guys... You can sound silly. It's okay.
Is Bryce Harper the leader of the Phillies?
No.
Okay, so I'm just the reason I asked that.
Jalen, people talk about Jalen being the leader, and Jalen leads.
I thought we were voting based on just like
who won the debate.
No, that's my point. I'm saying I think Spike missed the point of the debate.
Spike is talking about on the field stuff
and not giving enough credit to off the field stuff, which John gave credit to.
Why do you have to do that? Why am I catching straight?
Thank you, Richie. Thank you, Eskin. Thank you, Seltzer, who somehow jumped into it.
Maybe Big Dom should have driven to Joel Embiid's house at some point and would have made a difference.
Well done.
That matters.
And, of course, more than anything, we congratulate the moderator on moderating a great debate. Thank you, Spike.
Thanks, Spike.
No one ever thinks to congratulate them.
No, they don't. Spike. They don't. But, you know, Forrest Whitaker was the moderator in the West Wing. All right, let's go, folks. Who won? You tell us. Also, matter of fact, I want to play one piece of audio on the Tush Push and then right to the calls, because Mulata talked yesterday, and I found this really interesting. Jordan Mulata on the Tush Push yesterday, his mindset about the possibility that it could go. Listen to what he said.
They may vote on the push play tomorrow.
Now we get into the meat and potatoes.
Yeah. Just curious, the offensive line is a group. How do you guys sort of talk about that? Or do you talk about it that much?
Man, talk about it. They call it, we run it. Simple. We know the technique that we need to do. We know where we need to be.
But as far as them potentially removing it from the game, do you guys?
Nah, man, that's not up to us. And we can't control if they rule it or not. But they're ruling the push.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we just do it without no push then. You know, I think that's a solution. I don't know. I'm not a Mr. Analytics guy or stats keeper. You might have to look that up, what this conversion rate is. But listen, guys, as in terms of them banning the Tush Push, I hate that name, so I hope they do ban it. It's a stupid name. But I can't control that. We can't control it, so we don't even worry about that. Right now we're just installing our schemes, whatever KP is installing that day. That's what we're focused on, because worrying about if they're going to ban the Tush Push or not ain't going to win us another championship. Right, what we do every day here matters.
All right, that's Jordan Mulata yesterday. Obviously, today is decision day by the NFL on the Tush Push.
I think he said at the beginning basically the truth of the matter. Like,
which
we'll
is
just
what?
Do it without the push. Like, that really is the key here. Like, we can still just do QB sneaks. It's probably going to work
a lot.
Almost as well.
Yeah. A lot, but not as often.
Not quite as well.
Right.
But, we'll move on.
Let's get a lot of calls in here. So the Phils won last night. Decision day by the NFL for the Tush Push. We'll know the answer in a couple hours. And I tell you, I thought John did a very good job in the debate. John, I thought you did an outstanding job. Let's go to the phones. Derek and Paoli. Derek, what's up, bud?
What's happening, folks? Yo, real quick with the debate, right? Spike always says that Jalen Hurts led the league in turnovers in 2023, right? I can't find that nowhere. I've Googled that so many times, and I've never seen that he was the leader in there. Sam Howell, right, is number one, and then Josh Allen is number two.
Interesting.
Right? So just be right. Look it up. You guys got all that access, and so does Spike, right? And Spike is a great debater, but you can't just throw
it. Looks like he's right.
And
Sam Howell, Josh Allen, then Trevor Lawrence, and Jalen Hurts is fourth.
And do we know that Spike says that frequently?
Spike has said that, yeah.
He says it all the time. He says it all the time. I just Instagrammed Jack on Friday and said, why won't none of y'all fact check that, right?
Like, it looks to me.
Like, to make an argument, you can't do that, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Jalen had 20 turnovers. Trevor Lawrence had 21. Josh Allen, 22. Sam Howell, 23 in 2023. Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
There you go, right? Right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But anyway.
And by the way, Mahomes had 17 that year. But we, right? Yeah, yeah.
That was a down year for Jalen. Yeah, like with Jalen Hurts, right? Like when people say elite quarterbacks and stuff like that, I could care less, right? I want somebody that – I want to win, man. I don't want to have somebody thrown for 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns, and we go home in the second round every year, right?
That defines
elite. That's what I want, right?
Derek, when you feel secure that your quarterback is going to go win you games and you feel secure that – hey, by the way, this year, remember we were all worried, oh, my gosh, our protection schemes, how in the world is this going to work
without
Jason Kelce?
Yeah.
You know, Jalen did so much more this season than we even know. And by the way, how about the toughness, the mental and physical toughness? Yeah. The fact that we don't even know when this guy's hurt. The fact that he finishes the season and then after the fact, we find out he had surgery to fix the stuff he was playing with. This guy is why we win.
I'll say this, Sean. You bring up, I think, a lot of great points because there's a lot on the ledger of Jalen that's really admirable and impressive. Here's, I think, the heart of the matter, and people have different answers on this. It's what's the primary reason why they win? What's the secondary reason? What's the third reason? And people have very, very different answers.
Yeah.
And that's why it's such a debatable topic because people answer those questions differently.
Uh-huh.
I would tell you that I do think they carried him more to the NFC Championship game than he carried them.
And you could say Howie carried this. Well, if you had to give a 1A, I think Howie is 1A.
I agree with that. Yeah. I think Howie's, like, if you mean 1A is 1, I think Howie's roster assemblage is 1.
Yes.
But,
I agree with that.
Go ahead.
I wasn't, you know, Joe, and you know earlier in the season, I was kind of with you on Jalen, and I was not a fan. And then I watched the Washington game where he got concussed.
Mm-hmm.
And saw that offense could not run without him.
Well, but the next week they scored 40 points.
And who was that? Who was that against?
Well, I think it might
have
been Dallas.
They were cooked. Their season's over. They were 5-0.
That game against Washington was a good team. That was a team that went to the NFC.
But I think. But here's the thing. I'll say this. I think too much is made. I'm trying to stay out of it today. By the way, I don't want.
You are.
No, I really am
because I'm not in the mood for this. But I will say this.
Couldn't even say out as moderator.
I think too much was made about their struggles in that Washington game from this standpoint. People acted like Saquon wouldn't be particularly successful if Jalen wasn't in there. And I think that's disrespectful to Saquon. I mean, you know, Saquon Barkley without Jalen, I don't think would have gotten to 2,000 yards, but it doesn't mean he still couldn't have an incredible season.
I think in that game, Jalen was on his way to having a remarkable game. Remember,
he was running early. Yeah, he ran early.
And so I just think that he's... he's way more important than people give him credit for.
All right, Derek, need an answer from you, and you can win the Phillies ticket. Scariest movie scene.
Real quick. Listen, every time I call, right, I bring up some key stuff, and then y'all just start talking, then I'm just listening.
Yeah.
I've been on hold for an hour listening, and then I call with all these gems, and I got to listen some more.
This is like a hockey shift, Derek. You know in hockey, you're out there for like 60 seconds or 90 seconds. You got to bring it, my man. All right, Derek.
Listen, I bought it, and then y'all just take over. Listen, anyway.
Good job, man.
The scariest scene I remember, I'm 50 years old, and to this day I think about this, is when Cujo was going and trying to get into that car to get that lady, boy. That dog was mean.
And you got little Danny Pintaro screaming and crying in the back.
Man. Yeah. Oh, my God. That was a scary scene, bro. Yes.
Derek, outstanding phone call, bud. Stay well.
My man.
All right, appreciate you, man.
Do you know I went to college with Danny Pintaro?
I did not. Oh, I did know that, yes. Okay. Yes.
Sometimes I forget to say.
I'm not growing pains. Who's the boss?
Who's the boss?
Who's the boss? Another one. Yeah. All right, up ahead, more from Sirianni yesterday, what he said. Jalen Hurts also And I tell you what, Mulata gave an endorsement to Jalen. Excuse me, Mulata gave an endorsement to Sirianni. Might be the single best endorsement I've heard of Nick Sirianni from an Eagles player. Really interesting answer from Mulata. That and more, plus at 8:30, another debate, which is me versus Elliot on should the NFL ban the tush push. All that, plus the Phillies and your calls, coming up next on 94WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.